AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, hello and welcome to, this is now Agenda 21 Radio. And so those of you that are out there in the Denver area of the beautiful nation of the United States of America, welcome to the show. And normally I do a really, really long introduction, but to keep it brief and to get you acquainted with me, my name is Paul Preston, and I have been doing a radio show throughout the nation on Red State Talk Radio and other outlets. And this radio show is all about how are we stopping the totalitarians? And like when I open up my show, I always say, stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. So I hope that I'm talking to a lot of exceptional Americans out there. I love it when I do, and I love the opportunity to be out here in front of you, in your ears anyway. You can visit our website, sort of give you a perspective on what we're doing and what we're following, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. So to tell you a little bit about our radio show and what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to talk about the Oroville Dam situation. Now, I know that for many across the nation, this might be a little bit of old news, but it's actually very, very relevant news for you. And no matter what part of the country that you live in, because, you know, the sustainability folks, well, they are in love with the notion of a collapsible Oroville Dam, so we're going to be talking about that. And also, out here in California, sanctuary state status, I know it's driving everybody nuts, but Jerry Brown has signed into law. It will go into effect in just a few short days, the sanctuary state status. Now, there's been a lot of cities and counties and communities all throughout California that, for whatever reason, they have decided to, become a sanctuary status institute. Now, here's the deal. This is one of the problems that we have with this whole thing about sanctuary state status, and it goes right into the fires of Northern California and also the ongoing Thomas fires, all these big natural disasters by fire that have developed over California. A lot of people don't put the dots together and connect them, but that's exactly what we do on Agenda 21 Radio. We've been doing this for a long, long time. And so we're going to take a long look at how those fires got started and were there actually, well, weapons involved that started the fires. Very, very suspicious. But the big suspicion happens to do with sanctuary state status or county status or community status. And that gets us right into what happened on Christmas Eve on the 880 freeway in the Bay Area. And there were two highway patrolmen in a vehicle parked along the side of the freeway, monitoring for drunk drivers, and lo and behold, a red Cadillac driven by someone high on marijuana rear-ended the vehicle, killing one, injuring the driver of the highway patrol vehicle and also the driver himself. Now, it's kind of interesting because everybody's been asking for the identity of the driver, and no one has been able to give it yet. And so what we're going to be doing here on Agenda 21 Radio, we hope, is to reveal who that is. And the big question is he an illegal alien? We'll be right back.
Okay, Paul, just give you a quick rundown. We're going to start at 5 minutes after the hour, so about a minute and a half. And then after that, about 13 after the hour, we're going to go to another break and do like a couple of minutes of advertising. And then the bottom of the hour, we're going to go on another break. And then another break is at 42 after. And then the last break of the show is going to be at 52 after.
And then how that goes to the top of the hour?
And then, yes, and then the shows end at 58 minutes and 40 seconds, to be exact, on our end.
Sure.
That's a little too fancy, 40 seconds. But, and then your second hour is going to be similar, but you will not do the top of the hour what you just did.
Oh, okay, so it starts at 5 after. Is that what it does?
Yep, correct.
Okay, so the second hour starts at 5 after for me.
Yep, you. That is good. All right, you're back on.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is Paul Preston, and I'm sitting in today, and I guess for future days going forward, for Mr. Yarbrough, who has now decided not to take the show any longer. And so you're going to be listening to me for I don't know how long, but I enjoy the relationship with all of my listeners all across the nation. You can hear me live in the morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific, 9 to 12 Eastern on Red State Talk Radio, the largest provider of digital talk radio in the world. 36 hours of live talk every single day, Red State Talk Radio. And it just so happens that Agenda 21 Radio is the top show in that time slot for Red State Talk Radio, one of the top 10 talkers in the nation. So we're really, really happy about that and really proud about that. So we get down to the real nitty-gritty about what is behind United Nations Agenda 21, that plan that the agendas put together back in 1992 without your permission or knowledge. And I bet you have no idea, even to this day, how much influence that plan has upon you. So we're going to be talking about a few things like that. This is just sort of the natural course of events that goes through everybody on Agenda 21 Radio. You have to learn about the show. You have to get into some details. And a good place to start is our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, we've got all the social things going on there. Facebook and Twitter, that seem to be the two dominant ones. We're highly involved with all that. And we have been doing this show since 2011. And it was sort of an offshoot of a show that we did called the Inside Education Show. And the Inside Education Show is how we started with Red State Talk Radio, actually. We shifted gears, though, because we realized the synchronicity that was going on with education and all the things around us as our world was changing under the influence of United Nations Agenda 21, a totalitarian plan to take away your property, your freedom, and even your lives. I know that sounds a little stunning, but let's give you an example of how these things play out in the United Nations Agenda 21 world, and also in the world that I live in. I live in Northern California, and I live in the shadow of Oroville Dam. Now, some of you may remember in February of this last year that there was a near disaster that was averted only by about 50 minutes by the courage of a brave sheriff by the name of Sheriff Corey Honey, who is the Butte County Sheriff, who stepped in and intervened and prevented a disaster that may have killed as many as a million Californians. And certainly with the destruction of the vast agricultural area around the Oroville Dam, which is, depending upon the year, the second or the third largest rice-producing area of the world, it would have meant starvation for at least 100 million people. I want you to think about that. Oh, but let's throw in the really good part, in that there's a business not too far from where I'm sitting right now broadcasting called Stanchion's Apiary. They raise bees. They raise queen bees. In fact, they are the largest provider of queen bees to pollinate agricultural concerns worldwide. They ship their queen bees worldwide. Now think about that. What would happen if we would have had a disaster on the proportion of wiping out the rice-growing area of California, wiping out immediately a million people, and then also pollinators around the world? People would starve literally to death, and famine would soon set in. That is what was averted by the quick action of a sheriff by the name of Corey Honey. Now, it's kind of interesting if you take a look at Oroville Dam. Oroville Dam is one of the world's largest dams. It's the largest earthen-filled dam in the United States. It has about a 750 million acre-feet capacity. It's just enormous. And the dam is part of what's called the Feather River watershed in the Sierras, high in the Sierra Nevada, Northern California. And water is, of course, the lifeblood for all of California. California basically is a desert state, except up in the northern tier, where you have a lot of water in the mountains in the Central Valley, or what's called the Sacramento Valley. In the southern portion of the so-called Central Valley is what's called the San Joaquin County Valley. San Joaquin Valley. And that valley is enormous. The food production that comes out of this valley is the largest food producing area of the world. Now think about that. And of course, in California, under the auspices of Jerry Brown, California had been going through, up until this last rainy season, a 5.5-year drought that literally bled the lifeblood of water out of the southern portion of the Central Valley, the San Joaquin Valley, forcing a lot of farmers to sell their property. Isn't that convenient? And of course, food production started to go down precipitously. Now, this is the deal. If you understand anything about Agenda 21, understand one thing, and that's the sustainability notion, that all things on this planet must be sustainable. And when you get beyond that balance of sustainability, what happens is that, well, life must not exist any longer. These people determine on their own metrics, by the way, not yours, not mine. They don't ask you a question. They don't ask me a question. They determine by their own metrics how many people our planet can support. And so they've come up with a number. They put it up. In fact, we don't know who did it, the Georgia Guidestones. But it's replete throughout Agenda 21 in their whole plan that they want to reduce the population of the planet, well, down to 500 million people. Now, let's see. That's a lot of people, 500 million people. But on the planet itself, there's about 7 billion. So 6.5 billion people are not compatible with this planet. That is what has come out of this plan. Now, there's a lot of details about this, and you can go look it up through the Agenda 21 plan itself. There's copies of Agenda 21, the whole plan. Then now you have the more urbanized variety of it, the 2030 plan, because they want to up the value. They want to up the progress of that plan by the year 2030. Many of the components of urbanization and so on. This is the whole notion of getting people off the land and into city centers or stack and pack housing, things of that nature. So they call it rewilding in some places. Now, a strong arm part of that is what is referred to as, well, de-damming, taking down dams, because dams are natural obstacles for fish, right? So the rewilding portion of what they're doing with Agenda 21, and California is really big in this, is all the sustainable states are coming up with a plan to rewild your communities and get you off your rural property. They're actually doing it in California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Elizabeth Lockerplan and Elizabeth reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at early ages. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplan, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, serving our area since 1943 and specializing in naturalized aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. Call 303-688-2240. That's 303-688-2240.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. paul@a21r.com. So we're talking about dams and things called rewilding. Now, I'm going to throw a lot of stuff at you, and I don't expect that you would understand everything that I'm throwing at you right now. It's going to take time and diligence and even some research on your part to understand some of these notions. But what's happening in California has been happening around the nation in a lot of respects already, but it's more intensified in California because as California goes, well, the rest of the nation is supposed to go that way, right? Hasn't that been the tradition? And, of course, here I am, a Californian, saying, listen, don't go this way. No one wants you to go in your state, in your county, the way California's going. Because it's all about totalitarianism. It's all about giving up your property rights, your constitutional rights. It's all about that. So that's my point. So I'm going to give you some examples for you to follow, and so that you have sort of a trail by which you can go. And no one's going to learn everything about Agenda 21 or the 2030 Agenda overnight or the sustainability thing overnight. There's huge history behind it. And like I say, I am on the air 5 days a week, live from 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific on Red State Talk Radio Digital. And you can go get the listening information off of our website, agenda21radio.news, and explaining this to people. And there's so many different components, and there's so many different players. So if you're wondering about President Barack Hussein Obama, oh yeah, he's what we call a globalist. Those that believe in a globalist one world order future. He's definitely a globalist. As is all of the ilk from Hillary Rodham Clinton. They are definite globalists. As opposed to Americanist. An Americanist would be Donald Trump, believing in an autonomous country. Because you see, what these globalists want to do is break down our borders. They want to break down the borders between nations and have just one world order with no borders. You see, when you break down borders, you break down sovereignty. And they want one world order sovereignty where they can dictate to you and you have no rights. That's what they want. That's what their plan. And we of course, can stop that plan. That's the key thing. We can stop that plan. Okay, how do we do it? Well, you learn by looking around and seeing, okay, what's happening in other places. And California is the best example right now. It's really at a fever pitch in terms of the globalists trying to take control with Jerry Brown as a, I guess you would say, a pirate governor. Now, a pirate governor would actually, as I would look at Jerry Brown, a pirate governor is someone who basically steals from other people. And that's exactly what Jerry Brown does. He runs around in his little, I guess you would say, his little pirate ship and steals from people. Billions and billions and billions of dollars is what he has been doing here. He's not even guaranteeing any longer a federal form of government in California, which is interesting. State government is no longer a federal form of government in California. A lot of people are starting to wake up and recognize that, and we'll talk about that later. But getting back into the sustainability business, the one world order globalists want to I guess you would say it's called rewilding. It's a technique by which laws and regulations in various communities, for whatever reason, are brought to bear that take people and get them off rural property. I'm going to give you an example, Cliven Bundy. Classic example, Cliven Bundy, who you're just hearing about in the news right now. Cliven and I have talked many, many times. We actually brought Cliven out to California to talk about his plight at Liberty Tour 1 and 2 two times. And he came out and spoke to groups out here in California about what was going on about land grabs, all about the rural countryside being grabbed up by the federal government. Now, this goes back to all the way to 1993. A little bit of history. The President's Council on Sustainability. Well, there was no such thing until United Nations Agenda 21 came about. The plan was actually written in Rio de Janeiro and codified as soft law then to many countries who signed on board. And it was George Bush the Senior who was down there who signed. And he made his famous speech about a one world order with the UN in charge, and they will be in charge and all this stuff. And then in October of 1992, the elections in full regalia, Nancy Pelosi steps up and introduces in the House a resolution for the President's Council on Sustainability. It was the link that they needed to make soft law into hard law. And, of course, they passed it. They approved it. That was in October 1992. The election had not been held. But as I was at the time deeply involved with Republican politics in Orange County, California, I realized even then that the fix was in, that there would be no next term for George Bush. There would only be one term for him, and Bill Clinton was going to be brought in. And that happened. I left the Republican Party at that point. I did. And that, in November, after that election, I realized what a sham it was going on, that the strings were being pulled by the same Republican ilk that Donald Trump has trouble with today. That was in 1992. I rejoined the Republican Party when Donald Trump became nominated, by the way, because I recognized the value of Donald Trump as the person who steps in front of, well, all the globalists. So by 1992, the election's won, and guess who? A globalist by the name of Bill Clinton has been elected president. And then it goes on to, well, he's sworn in January. But then by June, they actually had formed the Council on Sustainability, the President's Council on Sustainability, that came from Nancy Pelosi's bill in October. So by June 1993, they're ready to go, and they start passing out through the BLM all their different land lease agreements for all these different ranchers all around the West. And there was one guy who did not sign the lease because he, quote, did not recognize it from his country. And that's Cliven Bundy. In 1993, he recognized when he got his little lease from the President's Council on Sustainability by way of the BLM and others, Department of the Interior, it was not from his country. It had all this sustainability language in it. I was interviewing Cliven for a radio show, and I said, Cliven, are you familiar with Agenda 21? He goes, I've heard about it, but I'm not familiar. And I said, you need to read about it. And I had somebody else assist him. And over the course of 2 days, he became quite acquainted with Agenda 21. And so when I interviewed him on the radio, he said, you know, Paul, he said, all the language that I read in that Agenda 21, all the sustainability, it was in that contract. And I said, you see, Cliven, it really was not from your country. It was from the United Nations. And he said, I see that now. And that was in the thick of the standoff at the Bundy Ranch when we had that interview. You see, the comment that he kept on making was that he understood when he looked at that lease that that he was going to be managed off his ranch. He was going to be managed off his ranch by the government. And of the 57 ranchers that were in that area getting leases, today there's only one rancher that stands. That's Cliven Bundy. All 56 of them have been taken out of business, and Cliven's left standing. Talk about the last man standing. It was Cliven Bundy. And now he's in jail still with three of his other compadres, if you will, because they're waiting for the judge, Judge Navarro, to, well, not only dismiss the charges, but with prejudice. She hasn't done the with prejudice yet. She's dismissed the charges. Cliven's saying, I'm not leaving until it's without prejudice. And he's going to get it because, you know, there are people who have tapes of conversations with Judge Navarro and Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama. Gee, I know what's on those tapes, and I have a feeling she's going to come out and say with prejudice. which means they're going to drop everything, and they'll be able to go back to their farms. You see, that's one way that they get you off the property. The other way is, well, you just take down the dams. You know, clean hydroelectric power is yielded from, talk about sustainability, from dams. But you see, they are impediments to fish and wildlife. So you can't rewild the property. So let's just go ahead and take those dams down. Secretary of State of the Interior, Bruce Babbitt, was big on that. And Jerry Brown, being the radical environmentalist he is, the totalitarian that he is, he's right on board. He wants to take down all the dams in California. The dams his very father helped to set up. He wants to take them all down to rewild California, which would, of course, force everybody off rural property and into city centers, which is exactly what the perfect communist city wants. Oh, did I say communist? Because the perfect communist city, which was founded and drawn up in Moscow University in 1962, is the model that they're following. Get everybody off the rural property. Now, why would they get people off the rural? Why would they steal their land? Why would they do such things? Because they want the wealth underneath the land. You see, in the case of the Bundys in southern Clark County down there in southern Nevada, and spill over into Mojave Desert, into California, and that whole neck of the woods down there, the ground is rich with minerals, absolutely, stunningly rich with minerals. And the Chinese want it, as do other countries. And other, well, I guess you'd say multi-billionaires around the world, like Bill Gates. Bill Gates is really fond of something called thorium. And thorium is number 90 on the periodic table of the elements. And thorium is just it's a real energy kick. It's radioactive. But when it goes through its process, its life, it yields carbon, a harmless compound. It yields carbon. And energy has been given off. It really packs a wallop in terms of energy. So people want thorium. The next Bundy expedition, of course, as part of this whole thing about thorium, was the Malheur. And they wanted the land that's around the Harney County area of the Malheur because it's the richest deposit of thorium. But let's go back to Nevada. What's in the ground in Clark County? It's not thorium. Oh, no. It's rare earth elements and frackable oil. That's what they wanted that land for. And who brokered the deal for that land, by the way, that would give up the mineral rights to a certain country? It was a guy by the name of Rory Reed, Harry Reid's son, who happens to be the chief lobbyist for Nevada to China. And the Chinese bought the rights. Bet you didn't know that. But, you know, if you're Hillary Clinton and you're involved with Uranium One, by the way, Uranium One is out of Oregon, the Malheur, there's link there, then you realize that the globalists really do want our land. That, with Obama, he was giving away land right and left. Of course, we have so much debt, right? We have to secure it with something. We have to collateralize it with something. And that's what they did. That's what Obama was doing. He was giving away our gold, in which we know he did that in 2009. He was giving away the mineral rights throughout the West, which is, of course, what was going on with the monuments. You up there in Utah, you know about that. That's how they were securing the property for the international buyers, if you will. That's what's been going on. See, this is what the globalists want. They want the property. They want the land and resources for their own country. And if we do not stand up, and if we don't have strengthen our own autonomy, they're going to take it from us, and they're going to run all these different environmental programs to do so, such as this rewilding notion to get you off the land, take away your property. And how many people do you know out in rural Colorado and other places that have been pushed off the land by the BLM? There's a lot of them. And these conflicts are going on and on. But there is a new sheriff in town. There is a new sheriff in town. And the new sheriff in town is saying enough of this, as we saw what happened in Utah just recently when President Trump took back some of the land for the state. It was Obama who declared monuments over there, and it was President Trump who took it away. And he's going to continue to do that. You will see that the Bundy Ranch will be made whole again. You will see that Gold Butte Monument, which is, of course, the area that they went, by the way, there's gold in those hills around the Bundys. That's the kind of stuff that Donald Trump knows about. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I know that for some of you that have been turning in and you've been listening to Randy Yarbrough. Well, I'm back. I'm here now. Not Randy Yarbrough. He has stepped away from the microphone and asked me to step in, and I'm more than happy to do so. And you're listening to Free America on KHNC 1360 AM Johnstown in Denver. And I really do appreciate the opportunity to be speaking to you. My name is Paul Preston. And I do the radio show Agenda 21 Radio. I've been doing it now since 2011. It's a long time. Been on the radio since 2000, though. Did another show for a long time called The Inside Education Show, Educational News Talk Radio. First national radio show to talk about education in the fashion of a political nature and what was going on to education throughout the world. It was prompted because I was 41 years as an educator, from custodian to superintendent, teacher, biological sciences teacher, environmentalist, wacko teacher. That was me. Then I became a high school assistant principal and principal and superintendent and so on. And, of course, now I'm doing radio because I think that radio is a wonderful medium by which we can get the message out about so many things that are changing and shaping our world. And we slipped into the Agenda 21 business. Actually, it was Rosa Corey. I blame her. If you ever know who Rosa Corey is, she's the Democrat. She's the lesbian. She's the real estate appraiser out of California who was realizing that the United Nations, through Agenda 21, were taking over the world. And, you know, we all knew something was going wrong. In fact, the reason I got into radio, and I'd been in television as part of some stints that I did for Local Origination TV, producing over 300 Local Origination TV shows relative to some politics and education. Back in the early 90s, in fact, our base of operation was the Nixon Library. That's where that was our studio. That was our backdrop for our shows that we did back in the day in Orange County. That was in Yorba Linda, California. Many thanks to the Nixon Library folks who allowed us to spend literally hours and hours and hours there doing our shows and with our guests and so on. It was really a lot of fun. Looking back on it, it was pretty historic because it was really, for us, the birth of citizen journalists, which, of course, is what is really happening right now all throughout the country. Your normal sources for news and information, we hear the argument all the time about mainstream media. Mainstream media has really been dead since I can recall since 1988. I've had some dealings with them from back in 1988, and you could really see, if you were really in tune with what was going on in the media, that this the divergence that we now know today between citizen journalists and the mainstream media. Of course, citizen journalists now have the weaponry to combat the mainstream media, and of course that's with the internet and cell phones and all the different communication devices we have except for television. We don't really need no stinking TV, so to speak, because you've got YouTube and you've got Vimeo and you've got the other formats and you've got Facebook and all that stuff. So people have taken it upon themselves as citizens to report the news, and that has just been fantastic. I have about a total of about 300 citizen journalists that have been with us for at least 5 years or more who contribute in some way, shape, or fashion to our shows. Some of them don't say anything. We don't hear from them for a month or 2 months, and they pop up with some really good stuff, and it's like, whoa. So we depend upon those. We don't really depend on, so we certainly don't depend on mainstream media for most of our sources of information. We do collaborate a lot and work with Breitbart. We do work with other sources out there, Fox News and so on, because it was some of the reporters, not everybody. I'm a pretty big critic of Fox News, especially lately, as they've really swung their pendulum going to the left. But we do communicate with those kind of folks. So we have some really, 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 really good contacts. So the information you get from us is not fake news. So anyway, I want to give you some assurances. We vet out just about every story. Some of it sounds so fantastical. You're just kind of like going, oh my God, I can't believe things, you know, are coming out the way they are. I mean, who would have ever thought what was going on with this whole Russian investigation, as an example? What Agenda 21 Radio, we broke all the news about the Russian investigation, and we have been 100% spot on accurate about that whole investigation. So that kind of gives you our credibility, and also we really started to gain notoriety with our reporting about Benghazi. And there's a reason, if you're just listening to the show for the first time, I always say, when I say Benghazi, I say Benghazi, Benghazi. I say it three times. And the whole notion is because at the early part of the whole Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi scandal, the news media was attempting to silence everybody about Benghazi and get it off. So I said, well, if I can make it hang on for another second or two and say it three times, we can go a little bit longer in the news cycle. So that's what we started doing. But we've had some pretty good responses from a lot of things. We even got one of the Treasury secretaries, based upon our reporting, to resign in the midst of the Lois Lerner scandal. So that all came from the people that work with us, Chris Street and so many other people that are notable. Note, you can look at their stories, Chris Street on Breitbart. He's a prolific writer on Breitbart. Katie Grimes, you might have heard of her. She's also collaborated with us here on Agenda 21 Radio on what we call the American Exceptionalism News Network. That's like, so why don't we, anyway, let's get back to the whole getting everybody off the land business so that they can put everybody in city centers, stack and pack housing and things like that. Ruralness is, of course, what they're trying to destroy. So if you have a ranch or you know somebody who's been displaced, it's probably for illegitimate reasons. That's what you have to think about. That's what you have to understand. And then do some due diligence. There's going to be so many attorneys getting so rich off of suing the government for taking their land now, especially as they let me give you a little bit of a hint. Property that's been taken, go check the county offices, the county records, the property records, and see what goes on. See what goes on. Because you'll find that there's some very, very big inconsistencies between who owns what property. After property has been seized, in probably every case, illegally by the Bureau of Land Management. Just check it out. That's just a little bit of a hint. But anyway, getting back into the Oroville situation and how you get, you know, people to be displaced and create starvation at the same time and bring the population of the world down, you just get rid of a dam like Oroville Dam. Now, this is how it all broke out. Jerry Brown has been taking money, the hard-earned tax dollars, the billions of dollars that Californians give happily to the state government of California because they want good things. And for a long time, we had really, really good things in California. Really good government, really good, and I'd say that, and I was part of that, really good education system. But it has gone absolutely south, and as people are starting to recognize, it's been doing it deliberately. Well, part of that has been the neglect of infrastructure. Because if you have a big, huge, billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar dam out there, and that multi-billion-dollar dam, you know, it's monolithic. It's made of cement. It's made of steel and stone and all that good stuff. It's engineered for the last, you know, hundreds of years. Well, talk to some dam safety experts, and they'll tell you, well, that's really kind of not the way you look at it, that it's going to be here and there and everywhere forever. No. No, because, you know, dams are people, too. Well, sort of. As people get older, well, we decline. And we need maintenance from time to time. Right? Dams are people, too. Dams have to be nurtured. They have to be, you know, they've got big turbines and they've got big vents and spillways and concrete. It has to be maintained. When we come back, we'll talk about lack of maintenance in your world. Because dams are people, too.
We know our government is out of control. It's no longer our servant. It's become our master. Listen to me. Liberty Forum with the Freedom Rider will answer the question, what can we do? Our freedom and liberty is at stake. It's time to act. Those who have given everything for this country would expect no less. Tune in to the new Liberty Forum radio show Fridays at 9 a.m.
The associates at your 24-hour Walmart Supercenter in Lafayette remind us, no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send the military care package today to let them know that they are in our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts. This message is from the associates at your 24-hour Walmart Supercenter on Highway 287 in Lafayette. They're on the air because they care.
The Patriot Trading Group is a different kind of gold and silver company, cleaning up the industry for 21 years. Are you tired of the high-pressured sales tactics, the constant phone calls? Are you done with the bait and switch? You just want to be treated fairly with honesty and respect? That's exactly what you get when you call 800-951-0592. You have my word on it. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. Check us out online at allamericangold.com.
Chapel and Collins LLC salutes our emergency first responders for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. So let's all take the time to thank our first responders for all they do for us. Also thanking our veterans for the sacrifices they made for our freedom. This message is from Chapel and Collins LLC with two locations in Denver and Fort Collins, serving the community for over 13 years. This is them online at chapelcollins.com.
And welcome back to now Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, this is Paul Preston on KHNC 1360 AM Johnstown, Denver area. And welcome to the show. You can hear us live also 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, and it plays over the weekends on Red State Talk Radio. It's a digital format, so have your iPhones, your phones, your apps and everything, and tune in to Red State Talk Radio, and you can hear us live. We have an incredible following, and we're one of the largest, most listened to radio shows in digital format right now, so we're really happy about that, and really happy to be with you here out here in Colorado and other places. So, because we're talking about Agenda 21, United Nations plan for you. I bet you a lot of people still to this day don't understand that there's a plan. And you have no control over the plan. Now, you weren't a part of it. You didn't even know it existed until probably I said something on the radio. But it's controlling your life. Isn't that nice? Well, you say, well, I got a constitution. No, you have. You don't have a constitution here. No. You know, we talk about having a constitutional way of life in America and in our founding fathers, which, by the way, if you take a look at the Declaration of Independence, I think I have my number right here. It was quite the document in 1776. It was produced by, I think there were, 56 founding fathers? Maybe like it's 50. 56 founding fathers, and 54 of them were Protestants, Protestant Christians. Did you know that? There was one Jew and there's one Catholic of those founders. Probably a lot of people didn't understand that. But, you know, it's significant today to understand that after all the bashing of the last 30, 40 years against the Constitution, in which, oh, there's no God in the Constitution. God, the Constitution is a godless document. It's an imperfect document, as Obama would say. Of course, that's anything but the truth. It's very much a God document. And, people are catching on. We've been saying this for a long time about the Constitution. In order to really understand the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, you have to be really understanding of Christ. What a notion. And I'm talking to some very good Christian fellows out there. I know that. And once you understand your relationship with Christ and you can take a look at that document, you totally get it. That's what they want to suppress. They don't want the Christian nature of our document to be, the founding documents, to be known to the world. That's why, you know, that's why we're in the position we're in our country right now, isn't it? If you stop and think about it. No one wants that information out there. But it's true. All the documents were Christian documents. Christian-themed documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. By the way, hello, how much more Christian can it get when you have your God-given rights to you? When the founding fathers realize it's not government that's going to give you anything in terms of your rights. Government doesn't do that. It's God. God gives you these rights, and well, you better cherish them, and you better protect them, and it's what the founding fathers wanted you to do, and they gave you the They gave us the tools. A lot of people have just decided to be complacent, and that's complacency has got us in a lot of trouble in the last 8 to 12 to 20 years. We just didn't see a lot of things happening, this plan that's been playing out to destroy the United States of America, which is still in play. You can see the pushback, and you can see the infiltration that's gone on with what is now known to be the deep state. Deep state has been around for a long time. They've been trying to destroy this country for a long time, and it's now manifesting itself in so many different areas. It is Donald Trump who's calling it up, by the way. It certainly wasn't Obama who was going to do it. Obama called it up, all right, didn't he? He sure did. He called up godlessness, and look what we got. So now we got a whole different picture, but there's still a whole lot of things that need to be done, and this whole exposure of United Nations Agenda 21 is critical for our independence and our future in this country. It's critical. That's why we go on the air and broadcast our show 5 days a week. Yep, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. So, and happy to do so, spreading the word, so to speak, about the characters. So let's get back to this Orville Dam situation as a way to get, you know, all dams destroyed in California and beyond. It's interesting. There are these people, Save America, Waterways, or whatever they are, a whole bunch of nonprofits. A lot of them have been funded by George Soros and the like, that ilk. And, of course, the interesting thing is that the people that want to take down these dams and rewild the countryside, they want to get rid of sustainable electricity. Hello? Isn't that interesting? The whole notion of Agenda 21 is sustainability. But, you see, that would take away from the quality of life that bugs and insects and other living things and other creatures on the native land, well, they would enjoy. That would take that. You can't do that. You see, if it's artificial, man-made, in their mind, it's got to go. That's just plain and simple. And that means it all returns to its wild, natural state. Right. That's the plot. That's the plan. The motivation, of course, is to seize the property and to mine it, to farm it, to rape the land and exploit it. That's really what they're going to do. Let's just face it. They want to be the totalitarians who take away your freedom and liberty and your property so they can control you and seize whatever they want for themselves. Because they're large and in charge and they're in power. We're not. We still are in power. Yeah, but we better start acting like we're in power and do things to prevent these people from coming out and stealing our land and stealing our property, taking everything from us, including our families. Which a lot of the schools are doing a pretty good job about that, right? Through Child Protective Services. Hello? What do you think about that? I mean, these are things that are playing out. They're playing out in California in a big way. And it's like the California population is starting to get it now, finally. Little lethargic, a little slow on the uptake, because we enjoyed such wonderful things out here. But all of a sudden now it's not so wonderful. Now it's an oppressed place. And they're using environmentalism, such as taking down dams, rewilding, and getting people off their property, seizing it. And Jerry Brown, of course, the night of the Oroville Dam situation, it came to a zenith in terms of how Jerry Brown was not maintaining the infrastructure, even though he had money to maintain an infrastructure to keep California running properly, making sure that the roads don't have potholes and the dams worked and functioned. He was taking that money and using it for other things, and guess what? It was illegal aliens. He was opening the door. Now, I'm not disparaging illegal aliens. Go down to Mexico and work and see what I'm talking about. I've done that many, 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 many times. They live in bushes. Oddly enough, Jerry Brown's socialism in California is forcing people to live in bushes. Stay with us.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Piccolo's Restaurant in Denver reminds us that over 750,000 children were reported missing last year. Over 58,000 of these were abducted by non-family members. Keep an eye out for youngsters at play. If you see anything suspicious, contact the authorities immediately. This message from Piccolo's Restaurant in Denver. It's not only the best Italian and Mexican cuisine, it's the people who care. Give them a call at 303-757-5166. 303-757-5166. Piccolo's.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Thank you.
And we're back. That was quick. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and thanks for listening. We're coming up to the top of the hour right now, and a couple things. We're going to try out the listener line, if you'd like to call in the other hour, in the next hour coming up. 877-254-7524. That's the call-in line, 877-254-7524. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And email me, paul at a21r.com, either one of those. We'll get you somewhere around the sphere of influence of Agenda 21. Now, we're going to come back in the next hour. We're going to do a little bit of call-in, see if people want to call in and talk about some of the issues that we were talking about. We're also waiting to hear about whether or not the name and the nationality of the person who killed the highway patrolman in the Bay Area on the on Christmas Eve. And it's interesting. We've seen this sort of scenario before because, remember, California in the Bay Area is quite the sanctuary city area and county. I think the county that was involved, I think it's Alameda County. I could be wrong on that, but I'm thinking it, that they are sanctuary. And, of course, if the individual who killed this officer, and he's unnamed yet, now, see, that's a big mystery, because normally if it was anybody else, if it was a citizen, they would certainly have been named already. That's been the past practice, but now we've got the complication of what? An illegal, potential illegal alien who has killed a highway patrolman under the influence of marijuana. Drunk and under the influence of marijuana. So it's interesting. I don't know how they're going to assay that in the bloodstream, what they're going to use, because out here in California, there's no determinant yet as to levels of THC in the bloodstream that would determine one to be under the influence. Well, certainly they're always under the influence, but whether or not they are impaired is the question. And clearly this guy was impaired because he did actually rear-end at a very high rate of speed in a big red Cadillac at 22 years of age. Now, don't you find that a little strange? 22 years of age, he rears into a highway patrol vehicle who was doing what? Patrolling for drunk drivers on Christmas Eve. And the sad thing is he left three children at home waiting for him to come home to open up the gifts on Christmas morning. That's a tough call, don't you think? I mean, I've in my experience as school administrator, I've actually deaths with students and deaths with parents and tragedies. I've seen a lot, but I can't just even remotely think for a second what that would be like to have to tell, first of all, his wife, and then she tell the children about what happened to their father at the hands of a drunk driver under the influence of marijuana. Which, see, that's a big thing because guess what? They're legalizing January 1st, just a couple of days from now, in California for recreational uses. Pot. Marijuana. And they still haven't written all the laws that are supposed to. See, this is the thing about California. You know you're in a dictatorship when the legislature passes a law and they haven't even written the law yet, but they pass the idea. They pass the title. They don't pass the content of what is in the law. No, because why? It's lawlessness. That's the point. This is what happens to a government that's being run and managed by the United Nations Agenda 21 plan. That's what happens. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be right back following the top of the break. And you can call in at 877-254-7524. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into